Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muliyo mutya mu Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
How are you in our Lord Jesus Christ?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your life?
Mukama mulungi.
Is God good?
Ukimanyi nti Mukama mulungi ekiseera kyonna.
We know that God is good all the time.
Okusinziira ku ebyo ebiri mu Yokaani sura ya 14.
According to those in John chapter 14.
Olunyo lw'omukaaga.
Verse 6.
Ye yekuba obulamu n'amazima.
He is the way, the truth and the life.
Era amazima obulamu babulungi.
And indeed life is good.
Ekiseera kyonna.
All the time.
Twebaza Mukama atujjanja obunafu bw'embiri gyaffe.
We thank God who treats our body weakness.
Ng'ayita mwoyo omutukuvu.
As he passed through his Holy Spirit.
Yayogerako mu Barumi sura ya 8.
We spoke of Romans chapter 8.
Agapaka 2 musamba
verse 26 to 27
chomoyo mutukuvu atubere obunafu bwaffe.
The Holy Spirit bears our weakness.
Tumweba zantakomye kutusabira busabizi.
We think that is not just prayed for us.
Naira atumibwa okutuzza obujja bulijjo.
But still is sent to renew us every day.
Nga muzaburi ya 13.
As in Psalms 104:40.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Nenda kusaba oyongere ombulize ku mugandawo.
I'm going to request to move greet your brethren.
Omwagalize omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
And wish them light of the word of God.
Umulisije mukube lituka kuulamu obutagwawo.
Enlighten them to the way to eternal life.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Manya neddoboozi.
I am by name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Hopkins.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and our Bible reader teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God to move and welcome you onto the new generation which has the full knowledge of God and his glory.
Okwongera okutuusa ku bulamu okutuuka ku bulamu obutaggwaawo.
Reach you to the life eternal.
Kubanga tujjukira.
Because we remember.
Omukosia nyamukaaga.
In Hosea 4:6.
Abantu bakatunda bazikirira okubula okumanya.
All these people are desperate for lacking knowledge.
Erango okumanya okukwekubikulirwa.
And that knowledge is the revelation.
Sinzira kuongere suri ya 29.
According to Proverbs chapter 29.
Olunyiri olwe 18.
Verses 18.
Neyika nkano Mukama atubikulidde okumanya.
Right now God has revealed us knowledge.
Okujjudde.
The full knowledge.
Tusa kubula mu butagwao
which reach us to eternal life.
Namu Yokana isuri 17.
As in John chapter 17.
No nyoro kusatu.
In the verse 3.
Bayogiranga agamba
speaking saying.
Kubula mu butagwao
that eternal life.
Kukumanya katondo mu amazima.
It's to know the one true God.
Ne Kristo Yesu guyatuma.
In the Christ Jesus he said.
Ali watu wangero kwandizili omulembo mpya.
That's why we will come the new generation.
Kubulino kumanya katondo okujude
which has the full knowledge of God.
Ne chitibwache
and his glory.
Tusa kubula mu kutuka kubula mu butagwao.
Reach you to life eternal.
We mulembo gwasubizibwa.
It's the generation promise.
Muzaburi eyansa munana.
In the Psalms 78.
Unyoro mukaga.
Verse 6.
Okutukira dakuru munana.
Reaching verse 8.
Eranga tukulemberamu.
And we lead.
Okuyiti bwakatonda kwaza subizi nsizo na.
God is worldwide promised call.
Katonda nga bayise mwena okuva mu nsizo na.
And God has called all you from all nations of the world.
Kora naye mulimu wogusemba okusema zinga wense.
To work with him in his final work on this planet earth.
Kusimbula mugwange lya Uganda.
As it moves from the nation Uganda.
Mwaka ogwa 2022.
In the year 2022.
Nango mulimu ogwo.
In that work.
The revival nokudizibwa obujja okwebintu byonna.
The revival and restoration of all things.
Okuyita mukuzo obujja enjiri iyo
passing through restoring gospel of salvation.
Ye njiri yobwakabaka bwakatonobutukirivu.
The gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness.
Bwakabaka bwomuguru.
In the kingdom of heaven.
Atubikulebya mabyo nebi bwakabaka bwomuguru.
As we reveal all secrets of the kingdom of heaven.
Yesu yabazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Ne kumurundi guno.
So even on this time.
Bwagalokuongera ne kitundu cha fecho kutano.
We want to move you on to with our fifth part.
Echama kubuga katonda amasukuru.
God is highest ways.
Agarabisa emirimu je eje kitaro kunsi
which manifests marvelous works on the earth.
Obatu ziite ministry ethics.
Or let's call the ministry ethics.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Nange kitundu cha fecho kutano.
And our fifth part.
Tugenda kuba tulaba engeri je tujjako siruzi kubirowozo bya Mukama.
We are going to see how we take off seals from the thoughts of God.
Ebyandiko ebitukuvu.
The Holy Scriptures.
Okuyita makubo ga Mukama omusanvu amasukuru.
Passing through the seven highest ways of God.
Emiyo omusanvu era amasuga Katonda omusanvu.
The seven spirits and the seven eyes of God.
Okusobola okulabisa emirimu gya Katonda egye kitalo kunsi.
To be able to manifest God's marvelous works on the earth.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
But
let's first glorify and honor God the Father. And
remove
will come and be in our midst. Father Almighty, King of Kings, we glorify you. We give you glory and honor. When you first accepted us, Philippians 1 verse 4, move on, tell you what we need through thanksgiving, through repentance, and move on to
prayer.
Even though
you
spoke in Matthew 6 verses 7 up to 9, so you know what we need before we ask of
him.
O King of Kings, move to introduce ourselves to you. As you say, Matthew 7, the verse 7,
it
will be opened for.
We
ask, we shall be given. We will seek, we shall find. Right, we come to you, King of Kings.
You
will come in our midst. For it is written, Matthew chapter 18, verse 19, up to 20, that we are 2-3, agree upon a word on earth, you will do it.
We are 2-3,
gather for yourself, you are in the midst. Father Almighty,
and
your word, our Lord Jesus, together with your Holy Spirit, we will come in our midst as we humble, for it is written in Matthew 28, verse 19, make all nations disciples, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and it's proven in the first John, chapter 5, verse 7, that there are three witnesses in heaven. It's you, the Father, the Word, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And you agree in one. So through the Holy Spirit, give you the first place, humble to repent, you power your Holy Spirit, and help us understand scriptures, the Holy Spirit, as you promised, the Proverbs 1, verse 23, that repent, Spirit,
let
you understand my words.
You
humble the Lord. Let your spirit lead the army of angels. Also teach scriptures. As in Daniel 10, verse 19, up to 21. To teach us as today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, you have been here.
Praise Jesus much. We thank God.
You
has led us still in this 55th part of God's highest ways, which manifests his marvelous works. Or you call it ministry ethics.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And in this part, we are going to unseal all the thoughts of God, the Holy Scriptures, the seven highest ways of God, the seven spirits. Call them the seven eyes of God, to be able to manifest God's marvelous works on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But we remember in the first part, we moved on to get the introduction, and we were told that these God's highest ways, which manifest God's marvelous works, we move them under destiny of prophet Ruth and the prophet Naomi, those who most prepared the path of the Lord Jesus to save us. And together with us, as we prepare all nations for the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ, doing his final work on this planet earth, the revival and restoration of all things, the greatest.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We heard the way in this book, Prophet Ruth, chapter 1, verse 6.
Nabbi Naomi bwe yali agamba Nabbi Ruth.
Prophet Naomi was steady prophet Ruth.
Okuddayo mu nsi okunywera mu nsi y'Abamowaabu.
To dwell and stay in the land of the Moabites.
Kubanga yali Moab.
Because she was a Moabite.
Yes, she was
born. Praise Jesus.
Naye olw'okuba nti yalina destiny.
But because she had a destiny.
Y'okuteekateeka amazaalibwa gwa Kristo mu Isirayiri ne mu nsi yonna.
Birth of the Lord Jesus in Israel and the whole world.
Nabbi Ruth yalemera ku makubo ga Mukama.
Prophet Ruth insisted on the ways of God.
Osinira ku ebyo ebiri mu Ruth esula esooka.
According to those in Luke chapter 1 verse 16 up to 18.
Therefore,
insisting on God's highest ways, she reached on the destiny of her creation to prepare Israel together with the whole world for the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And she's the only Gentile who entered in the lineage of the birth of the Lord Jesus. According to those who read Matthew chapter 1 verses 1 to 5. So we thank the Lord that we
were
able to enter the first part and we also got the summary of it.
Ababikulirwa amakubo example ya Nabbi Musa,
example of Prophet Moses,
yabikulirwa amakubo ga Mukama amasukuru,
who was revealed of God's highest ways,
nalabisa emirimu ga Mukama emisukuru,
and he manifested God's marvelous works,
ngabwe twawulira mu Zaburi ya 13,
as we had Psalms 103 verse 7,
ti Mukama yabikulira Nabbi Musa amakubo ge,
that God revealed Prophet Moses' ways,
nalaga abana ba Isirayiri ebikolwa
bye, and he showed the children of Israel his works.
Sijukira wali nafe burungi mu kitundu eke kisoka,
remember we were with us well in that first part. And you saw those as they are. So in the second part, we moved on to see the full light of the word of God, including the commands and the laws, which reveal God's highest thoughts, which take us into God's highest ways, to be able to manifest His marvelous works. For when we have Isaiah 55 verses 8 unto 9, that as the heavens is far high from the earth, even the ways of God are far higher from ours. The thoughts of God, they are very far from ours. But the light of the word of God, it can very well lighten in them, and we understand them well. As we heard Psalms 119 verse 105, that the word of God is a lamp and the light lightens into the ways of God. Praise Jesus much, including the commands and the laws. For in the Proverbs chapter 6 verse 23, he speaks saying that the command is a lamp, even the law is a light, lightens into a way of life. So we thank God that we are able to know much, the full light of the word of God, together with the commands and the laws, reveal us God's highest thoughts, to take us into God's highest ways, and to be able to manifest His marvelous works. Praise Jesus much. After we move to our third part,
we are
able to see the righteous, highest thoughts of God, the Holy Scriptures, which drive to reach us into God's highest ways, to be able to manifest His marvelous works. Yes, it was able, required us to separate the thoughts of God from the thoughts of children of men. For the thoughts of God, we are so righteous. They are the Holy Scriptures. And we saw in Proverbs chapter 8, in the verse 8, that in the words of God, none is crooked, neither that perverse. All they are in righteousness. It caused him even to put a rhythm,
or
the order of preaching the word of God, as we heard in Isaiah 28, starting from verse 9 up to 13. And we have to preach to four and above commands on all things God commanded, that they will be in righteousness. We have to preach to four and above verses. They will keep the thoughts of God when they're in righteousness. And we get from the Old and the New Testament, or from different books, make up the Bible. Because God measured them with a measuring line, he made loads for them, this one to go with this one, even this with this one, to bring out the meaning. All those we saw in Isaiah 28, in Isaiah 34, verse 16 to 17, and we discovered why he put a rhythm or order for his righteous thoughts, the Holy Scriptures, for a witness of two or three, matter be established. All those we saw in that third part, and we see God's righteous, highest thoughts, the Holy Scriptures, prepare us to take us in God's highest ways, to manifest his marvelous works.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now, in the fourth part that we've just finished behind there, we had looked to seven highest ways of God, the seven spirits of God and the seven eyes of God, through which he passed his righteous thoughts, the Holy Scriptures, to be able to manifest his marvelous works.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Yes.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 7, he showed us seven ways through which he passes his marvelous works, to profit unto the good, even to pay even the wicked, as proved Deuteronomy 28 verse 25. Still we discovered it in both seven ways is where he passed the Holy Scriptures, his righteous thoughts, to be able to be fulfilled, that they manifest his marvelous works, according to Psalms chapter 12 and the verse 6. And we move on to prove that in those seven ways is where he passed his Holy Spirit, his holy thoughts, they are the seven spirits of God. According to those we are able to see in Revelations 1 verse 4,
he
spoke saying those come from the seven spirits of God.
Are
we able to understand those seven spirits in Isaiah chapter 11 and the verse 2, where there is spirit of the Lord, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of might, the spirit of knowledge, and the spirit of fear of God. Is that not how we started? We thank the Lord being able to recap for us from where we started.
From.
So we want to move on ahead with our fifth part, unsealing all the thoughts of God, the Holy Scriptures, passing through his seven highest ways, the seven spirits and the seven eyes of God, that we can be able to manifest his marvelous works on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But we want to move on to tell you that because the thoughts of God, the Holy Scriptures, they were passed through the seven ways of God, the seven spirits, and the seven eyes of God,
byasiringibwa mu myeyo gyennyini omusanvu.
They were sealed within those very seven spirits.
Sinako ebyetuwulira mu Zaburi.
According to those we hear in Psalms.
Zaburi eya 12:6.
Psalms chapter 12 verse 6.
Ayogera nga agamba bw'ati.
He speaks saying like this.
Zaburi esule ye 12 n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Psalms chapter 12 and verse 6.
Ebigambo bya Mukama by'ebigambo ebirongoofu. Nga feeza egezebwa mu kyoto ku nsi, erongosebwa mirundi omusanvu.
The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tested in the furnace of the earth, purified 70 times.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus, man.
Ebigambo bya Mukama.
The words of the Lord.
Ebigambo biri mbutuukirivu nyo.
Are in righteousness.
Kubanga byagezesebwa emirundi musanvu.
But they were tested for 7 times.
Gafeza weyisibwa mu muliro emirundi musanvu.
Silver is passed through the fire 7 times.
Ukwogera kweje emirundi omusanvu.
Speak of those 7 times.
Bagambe tubategeza byayisibwa mu muliro musanvu.
Say we mean they are passed through 7 spirits.
Ukulabisibwa no kunsi.
To be manifest on this earth.
Irange je miyo musanvu.
In those 7 spirits.
Ye makuboga katondo omusanvu amasukuru.
They are the 7 highest ways of God.
Abwe twara mu kitundu kiri ekiyisi.
As we saw in the part we finished before.
Usinzira mu kubikuru
Lesoka. According to Revelation chapter 1
n'olunyiriri olw'okuna
and the verse 4
okubikulira esule esoka n'olunyiriri olw'okuna.
Revelation chapter 1 in the verse 4
Yokana eri ekkanisa omusanvu ez'omu Asia, ekisa kiberenga nammwe n'emirembe ebiva eriyo yabaawo eri yabaawo era ajja okubaawo era ebiva eri emyoyo omusanvu egiri mu maaso g'entebe ye.
John to the 7 churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come and from the 7 spirits who are before his throne.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Yabere miyo musanvu ya Katonda.
They came from the 7 spirits of God.
Nebisiringwa miyo musanvu ya Katonda.
And they got sealed in the 7 spirits of God.
Kwekugamba.
It's to say,
nti waliwe byayisibwa moyo wa Mukama.
There are those which are passed through the spirit of the Lord.
Nabyo biri okugulumiza Katonda Kitaffe.
And they are there to glorify God the Father.
Wabawe byayisibwa moyo wa Magezi.
And there are those which are passed through spirit of wisdom.
Okugamba nti,
it's to say that
amagezi agatuukiridde obulungi,
pure perfected wisdom,
wabawe byayisibwa
and they were those which are passed,
moyo w'okutegeera,
the spirit of understanding,
okugamba nti,
to saying that,
okubikkula omubala gw'ekigambo kya Katonda bwe yayogerera,
the rhythm or order of the word of God through which he spoke,
waliwo ebyayitibwa mwoyo w'okuteesa,
those who passed through spirit of counsel,
okusobola okubikkula ebiro n'ebiseera by'ebirowoozo bya Katonda,
reveal times and seasons of the thoughts of God,
byawandiikibwa ebitukuvu,
the holy scriptures,
wabeerawo ebyayita mwoyo w'amaanyi,
those passed through spirit of might,
okulaga obuyinza,
to show authority,
n'amaanyi ga Katonda agatakoma,
the unlimited power of God,
wabaawo ebyayisibwa mwoyo w'okumanya,
those who passed through spirit of knowledge,
okusobola okubikkula omusana ogw'okumanya okujjudde,
able reveal the light of the full knowledge,
ukwita mu kigambo kya
Katonda, passing through the word of God,
atati ni wabawe byayisibwa moyo w'okutya Mukama,
those pass through the spirit of fear of God,
nabyo bireeta okutya Mukama okukyawa ekibi,
they bring the fear of God to hate evil,
okuyamba abangi okuva mu kibi,
to help many depart from evil,
bozi n'okuzikiriza abaganya okuva mu kibi,
even to destroy those who refuse to get from evil,
era awo Bible weefuukiranga engero,
and that's where Bible turns to be as a proverb,
engero,
proverbs
ngifushe ngengere eri aba bagisoma,
it stand to be proverbs to people reading it,
kubanga iba yekwesemu amagezi mangi n'okutegeera,
within it is hidden much wisdom and understanding,
kutesa kwa Katonda,
the counsel of God,
amanyi n'okumanya,
power and knowledge,
awamu okutya Mukama,
even the fear of God,
okuita moyo wa Mukama,
passing through the spirit of the Lord,
tovula bagamba mongere sure soka nga nyonyole ekigambo ngero,
why say proverbs chapter 1 as it explains the word proverb,
engero oba ozituita parables,
all the parables,
nanyonyola ebiba byekwese,
and he explains what is hidden within them. Let's read we here.
Engero esule esoka n'olunyiri olusoka.
Proverbs chapter 1 the verse 1.
Engero za Sulemani mutabani wa Daudi kabaka wa Isirayiri.
The Proverbs of Solomon the son of David king of Israel.
Olunyiri okubiri.
Verse 2.
Okumanyanga amagezi n'okuyigirizibwanga. Okwawulanga ebigambo eby'okutegeera.
To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. Yes.
Bwebagambe engero.
When they say parable,
bwebagambe muri ebigambo ebyamagezi.
They have said words of wisdom.
N'okutegeera.
And understanding.
Okuleeta okumanya.
To bring knowledge.
Njagala banzirimu ku lunyo lw'okubira.
What to repeat past two we hear. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 2.
Okumanyanga amagezi n'okuyigirizibwanga. Okwawulanga ebigambo eby'okutegeera.
To know wisdom and instruction. To perceive the words of understanding. Yes. When they speak of a parable, they speak words of wisdom. They pass through the spirit of wisdom. Now they hold that seal upon them and appear as a parable which is not clear your way.
If
they were passed through spirit of understanding, and they become a parable your way to understand them. For in them is a secret hidden. That is what we call a seal officially. For both seals, they are seven. As the seven spirits are. Praise Jesus much. Let's finish in the Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 3.
Okukkiriza okuyigirizibwanga okukolanga ebyamagezi, obutuukirivu n'okusalanga emisango.
To receive the instruction of wisdom, justice and judgment and equity. Yes. That all the words of God, in them is instruction and wisdom.
There are
justice and judgment. Even equity. Verse 4. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 4.
Okuwanga abatalina magezi bukabakaba. Omulenzi abeerenga n'okumanya n'okuteesa.
Knowledge. And they pass through spirit of knowledge. They have the light. And you fail on it. But what is this, that seal that I hear of, that it's on the scriptures? Words which were spoken in wisdom of God, that perfected pure wisdom through the spirit of wisdom. Words spoken through understanding. Spirit of understanding of God. Words passed through spirit of counsel. To understand the high extreme counsel of God. Words pass through the spirit of might. To be able to reveal the unlimited power of God. The unlimited power of God. Words pass through the spirit of knowledge. And they are filled of much light which reveal all understanding. Words pass through spirit of fear of God. And they bring to hate evil. To help many depart from it. Even to cause destruction for those who remained in evil. In the lake of fire. And words pass through spirit of the Lord. To glorify the only one true God. And the Christ Jesus he sent. To destroy gods who never created heavens and earth. Let's move on. In the Proverbs we hear.
Ngero esule soka n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Proverbs chapter 1 verses 5.
Owamagezi awulire yeeyongere ng'okuba n'okuyiga. Era omusajja alina okutegeera afune okuteesa ng'okutuufu.
A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. Yes. What field of counsel of the highest level of wisdom? That's why when you're reading Bible and you're not intending it, because of the seal,
to
meaning that we are passed through seven spirits. They are the seven seals. It causes you not to be able to connect them, and it fails you to manifest His marvelous works. Let's move on. We hear.
Engero esule soka n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Proverbs chapter 1 verses 6.
Nti okutegeera ng'olugero n'ekifaananyi, ebigambo by'abagezigezi n'ebikokko byabwe.
To understand the proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their riddles. Let's repeat, we see.
Ngero esula esooka n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 6.
Okutegeera ng'olugero n'ekifaananyi ebigambo eby'abagezigezi n'ebikokko byabwe.
To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their riddles. Yes.
Kugamba okutegeera ekyanditiddwe engero.
Now to understand what would have been called a parable.
Umanyi bwoba tojje ko siru.
You know, if you've not taken off the seal.
Siru ebe kukwese.
The seal has hidden it.
Amagezi amayitirivu.
Much wisdom in it.
Ebe kukwese.
It's hidden from you.
Okutegeera okusukkiridde.
The extreme understanding.
Okuvunula.
To interpret.
Ebigambo bya Katonda.
The words of God.
N'obukunizi obulimu.
It the riddles within it.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Okutegeera.
To understand.
Engero.
The parable.
Kwegamba kwe kujjako siru.
Now it's to take off the seal.
Ubyawandiko ebitukuvu n'ebikulibwa mu magezi gaabyo.
And the Holy
Katonda omulamu.
Scriptures are revealed in their wisdom, that of the living God.
Okutegeera okwa Katonda omulamu.
The understanding of the living God.
Okuteesa kwennyini.
The real counsel of God.
Okulabisa amaanyi agali mu kigambo.
To manifest the power in the world.
Omusana omungi.
The much light.
Ogw'okumanya.
Of knowledge.
Okutya mukama okukyawa ekibi.
The fear of God to hate evil.
Okugulumiza Katonda omu w'amazima.
To glorify the one true God.
Ne Kristo Yesu gwe yatuma.
And the Christ Jesus he sent.
Okuyita mwoyo omutukuvu.
Passing through the Holy Spirit.
Kugamba okuleeta okunnyonnyola.
How to bring an interpretation.
Okw'ebigambo bya Katonda.
Of the words of God.
N'obukunizo obulimu.
The riddles within it.
Atayongere mu lunyo oluddako.
Let's move on to the next verse.
Ngero esula esooka n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Proverbs chapter 1 and the verse 7.
Mukutya mukama okumanya mwe kusookera. Naye abasirusiru banyooma amagezi n'okuyigirizibwanga.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Omanyi okutya mukama.
You know the fear of God.
Yinunji natuogera ku mioyo gya mukama.
These we speak of the seven spirits of God.
Kutya mukama okumanya mwe kusookera.
The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Yes.
There
are all spirits of God we speak of. But what we've been telling to you. That what we call the seal. Which is on the Holy Scriptures. They are the seven spirits. Through which they were passed to manifest on this earth. And you've not understood how were they passed through them. How are they handled? For those seals, them too are seven, just as the seven spirits are. According to Revelation, chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5, from verse 1.
Nendaba mu mukono gwa ddyo ogoye yali atudde ku ntebe ekitabo ekiwandiikiddwa munda ne kungulu ekisiddwa nti ekisibiddwa ennyo obubonero omusanvu.
And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a scroll written inside and on the back sealed with the seven seals.
Olunyolokubiri.
Verse 2.
Nendaba malaika owamanyi nti ng'abulya n'eddoboozi ddene nti ani asaanidde okwanjuluza ekitabo n'okubembula obubonero bwakyo omusanvu.
And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose the seal thereof.
Olinnya olwokusatu.
Verse 3.
Ne watabaawo mu ggulu newakubadde ku nsi newakubadde wansi w'ensi eyayinza okwanjuluza ekitabo newakubadde okukitunuulira.
And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, who's able to open the scroll, neither to look therein.
Olinnya olwokuna.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Yalaba ekitabo kya Mukama.
He saw the scroll of the Lord.
Kiriko siruzi musanvu.
It has seven seals.
Era ng'emyoyo musanvu ebyandikwa ebitukuvu ebyayisibwa.
Just as the seven spirits where the Holy Scriptures were passed.
Okuli omwoyo w'amagezi.
Where there is spirit of wisdom.
Omwoyo w'okutegeera.
Spirit of understanding.
Omwoyo w'okuteesa.
Spirit of counsel.
Omwoyo w'amaanyi.
Spirit of might.
Omwoyo w'okumanya.
Spirit of knowledge. spirit of fear of God, and the spirit of the Lord. Now that along is what we speak of. That to appear as say that on the scriptures there are seals. They are spoken there in the parables. You say they were passed through the spirit of the Lord. Others were passed in that of wisdom. Others were passed in the one of understanding. Others passed in the counsel. Others passed in the spirit of might. Others passed in the spirit of knowledge. Others were passed spirit of fear of God. Now there, and the good hadn't to be joined up to bring out an interpretation, to take off the riddles that we can join them up to understand. And it's the book you give to the one learned in the learnings of the world. Even the one who is unlearned in the learnings of the world. And he said he does not understand them. For he has not been taught in the teachings of God. For as we are in today. I've told you like this. The Holy Book of God,
Bible.
The Bible, even the thoughts of God within the Holy Scriptures,
the
person who is learned within the world, and he says he does not understand them because they have a seal on them. You give it to the one who is not learned in the learning of the world. You tell him, read through, give me understanding. And he said that I have not been taught. But those who have ever sat in the teaching of God, just as that we are into today, they alone
can
able to bring out all the full meaning. Because in the Isaiah chapter
29,
verses 9 unto 10, he speaks of that issue like this. Isaiah chapter
29
from verse
9.
Stop and wonder. Cry you out and cry. They are drunken, but not with wine. They struggle, but not with strong drink. Verse 10. For the Lord has poured upon you the spirit of deep sleep, and has closed your eyes, the prophets and your rulers, the seals has he covered. Verse
11.
And the vision of all has become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray you. And he says, I cannot, for it is sealed. Verse
12.
And the book is delivered to him that's not learned, saying, read this, I pray you. And he says, I am not learned.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You've heard they give it to one land in the learnings of the world. And they tell him, tell us the meaning. And he said, I have not been taught.
It
has seals on it, I can't understand them. And he gave it to an illiterate and the one unlearned in the world. And he said, the book has seals, even in the world I've never been taught there. Even to God's side I've not been taught.
naye abo abantu abatuula mu kuyigirizibwa kwa mukama
those people sit in the teachings of God
nga gwe awulireyo leero
just two years out there today
oyigirizibwa mu kuyigirizibwa kwa Katonda nga leero
you are being taught the teachings of God like today
munange n'obisomamu n'obitigatta bulungi n'obitegeeza n'obitegeera n'otegeeza n'abalala
and you read through them understand and make them others be proclaimed to
kubanga ayogera wali mu Yeremiya isuli ya 2 Mwesa
for he speaks in the Jeremiah 23
18 n'olwa 2 Mwesa
verse 18 and 23
nagamba bwati
and he say like this
Yeremiya isuli ya 2 Mwesa to n'olunyiriri olwe 18
Jeremiah chapter 23 and the verse 18
kubanga ani yali atudde mukama wateseze ebigambo ategere awulire ekigambo kye ani yali yetegereze ekigambo kyange nakiwulira
for who has stood in the counsel of the Lord and perceived and heard his words who has marked his word and heard it
ulinyole 19
verse 19
ulinyole 22
verse 22
nayesinga batula mukutesa kwange kale bandiwuliza abantu bange ebigambo byange era bandi bakyusiza okuleke kubuli yabwe b nobubi obwebikolwa byabwe
but if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words then they should have turned them from their evil ways and from the evil of their doings.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Okusinda ku Yeremiya suri ya 2 Mwesa.
According to Jeremiah chapter 23.
18.
Verse 18.
Aba batula mukutesa kwa mukama.
Those who sit in the counsel of God.
Okama wayigiririze byawandikibwa.
God teaches scriptures from.
Bamakinga bulungi byawandikibwa.
They mark very well the scriptures.
Bamanya ebiri moyo wa mukama.
And they know both the spirit of the Lord.
Bigurumiza katonda kitafu ne kigambo
ki. Glorify God the Father and his word.
Bamanya ebiri moyo wa magezi.
And they know both the spirit of wisdom.
Amanyanti amagezi gukagali piwa gali mu kigambo kya Katonda.
Know that the only pure wisdom is within the word of God.
Nebamanya
and they know.
Ebiri moyo wo kutegeera.
Those in the spirit of understanding.
Bamanya ngiri ebyanu kwa jebi kwasiganyizibwa.
And they know how scriptures are handled and joined up.
Bidogo ebiri kubina no kudda wa.
Through four and above commands.
Yididibe kunyano kudda wa.
Through four and above verses.
Abantu la mukutesa kwa mukama.
They sat in the counsel of God.
Bamanya ebyanu kwa byava mu moyo wo kutesa.
Those scriptures came from the spirit of counsel.
Bidogo ebiro ne bisere byabuli kintu.
And they show time and seasons of everything.
Ne mu byabuli kintu.
Even measurements of everything.
Era bamanya
and they know
yandiko byafumira moyo wa manyi
scriptures which came out from the spirit of mighty
okusigukura buli katonda chatasimba
to uproot whatever God never planted even those he never built
atu kane bamanya
they reach and they know
byafumira moyo wa manyi
those which came out from the spirit of knowledge
yandiko byo nabijudo moyo wa manyi
those scriptures are filled spirit of knowledge
okuleto musano ogwo kubikulirwa
bringing the light of revelation
atu kane bamanya byafumira moyo wa kutya mukama
and they know those which came out from the spirit of fear of God
ibileto kuchawo ku HB
bring to hate of evil and to help many depart from evil those
that ukiriza Yeremiah 2 Musa 2 2
they fulfill Jeremiah 23 verse 22
basobodu tegeza abantu bakatonda ebigambo
and they can proclaim to God's people his word
nobody say bikuru ebibi
and they cause them leave their evil acts
na makuboga abo agatali maruji
even their ways not good
na batusho kubaza makuboga mukama omusambu
and they take them to the seven ways of God
ne omusambu ya katonda
the seven spirits of God
baliyo kabatu ukirira
and then they become righteous
ne yebanga dene
but for a long time
ugambye banga dene liise
told you for a long time past
ngebyo tebibi kulirwanga
those have never been revealed
kubanga buli kisera katona yajanga asiringa ekigambo
kye for every time God came sealing his word
ngabu yagamba ko nabi Daniel
as he spoke that to prophet Daniel
ebigambo byo nabi siringa
that all the words in there are sealed
ekugamba anti
it is to saying that
yogerere muongereza amageza amasukuru
speak them in parables of high wisdom
yogerere mukutegera okuyitiridde
speak them in the understanding which is too much
yogerere mukutesa okwenjawulo
speak them in the different castle
ngebirone ebisira byabo byanjawo
and the tenses of them they are different
you get a moyo wa amani
speak them in the spirit of mighty
ukusigukura buli katonda chatazi
uproot whatever God never planted
you get them kumanya okujuddo okusukurumo ngamulimu omusana munje ogwo kubikulira
speak them in the full knowledge the highest wisdom with the full light of God
you get them kutiamo kama ngabirete ntisha
speak them in the fear of God and they breathe a fear
yogere moyo wa mukama
speak them in the spirit of the Lord
bigurumiza katonda ye
and they glorify God alone the one true God
yobula butunulie bitabonga ekitabo kya nabii Daniel
that's why when I look to books like of prophet Daniel
wewe unyengere je kyogerwa
mu I wonder how it's spoken of
atene ndabe nsolo simanye nsolo zitegeza bichi
and I see beasts that the beasts mean what
That's
why in Daniel chapter
12,
they told him seal those words.
Daniel
chapter
12,
starting from verse
4,
even the verse 8 unto 10.
Daniel
chapter 12 in the verse 4.
Na yegwe Danieli vika ku bigambo osaka bonero ku kitabo okutuse ekiseera ekyenkomerero banje bali dingane mbiro nokumanya kuliyeyongera.
But you, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase.
Verses 8.
And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things?
Verses 9. Kubanga ebigambo bibikiddwako era bisibwako akabonero okutuusa ekiseera ekyenkomerero.
And he said, go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end.
Olinyolekumi.
Verse 10.
Banja abali erongosa, abali etukuza, abali womezebwa, naye ababi balikola ebibi so kuba bitekuliba tekuliba abalitegeera.
Many shall be purified and made white and refined, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Yes. He told him in the Daniel chapter 12, verses 4, you put seals upon those words. It's to say, speak them in parables to many. Speak them in the spirit of wisdom, in wisdom. Speak them in the extreme high
understanding.
Speak them in the castle of God you can't contend with. Speak them in the unlimited power of God. Speak them in the light of knowledge of the Lord, the highest knowledge. Speak them in the fear of God, and they bring a great terror and a fear. Speak them in the spirit of the Lord. Glorify the one true God. Praise Jesus much. Now that is the Bible. That's why in the Daniel 12, starting from verse
8
up to verse 10, he told him, none on the wicked, none will understand. But those who purify themselves, the wise will understand.
Then
told him that is going to be there till when? He told him to the end of generations. At the end, like today.
You
could be out there with wisecking too much. Say, go away, apostle. You want to say seals, they have just all gone off this time. To be taken off officially on this
earth.
Today is the first time you've heard of it. The new generation with the full knowledge of God has begun. If you've ever heard of it elsewhere, okay. And they tell you what brings you a problem, you not understand scriptures.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But because God does his final work on this planet earth, and in winding it is preparing for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the earth,
he decided
to take off everything that you understand very well. Praise Jesus much. But before we take off all the seals very well, I want to tell you 2 to 3 problems which cause God not to take off seals from you, even though on the others he takes them off. All the rest nearing you, their seals are taken off, you alone, you still hold them. And you alone is one who does not understand as you are out there arguing at this moment.
Ha, ha, ha. Yes,
praise Jesus. I told you, I want to tell you two to three things. Even the rich in five, which cause you a problem. You
don't
be taken off the seals of the scriptures to understand them. Even though your colleagues understand, yet you alone don't understand as you out there arguing of now. You have to fill to a five problems. Why 2, 3 to 5 problems? Because the two, they are the major. But the three come from those two. The first, it is the wall of our separation with God. The wall which separates us between us and God. It began in Genesis as we had seen. Right from Adam and Eve. And God put a wall of separation. Praise Jesus. And Daddy spoke of it like this. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 23 to 24, and he says like this. Genesis chapter 3, verses
23.
Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. Verse
24.
So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword, which turned every way to guard the way of the tree of life. Yes.
What are you saying?
There is a wall which separates us with God. It was put right from Genesis. As you've heard in Genesis chapter 3, verse 23 to 24, after we sinned through Adam and Eve, God chased us from his presence, and he put a wall which hinders us to eat on the tree of life with its fruits.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And this wall is filled with commands and different laws. And if you do not turn to our Lord Jesus, it's not taken away from you, you remain separated from the life of God. And when we speak things of God, you do not understand them. Have to decide your heart to turn unto God, passing through our Lord Jesus Christ, as you accept the salvation of truth, that God may come separate, take away the separate world which hinders you eat of the words of life, that you can get to the eternal life. We spoke in the Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12 to 19, speaks that wall separating us between we and God. And within it, he has commands, laws, and judgments within it there. And Christ Jesus alone can take it away. If you turn to him, confess Jesus is Lord, and you accept him be your Savior,
and
you confess salvation of truth. Let's read it here. Ephesians chapter 2, and verse 12.
Nga mubiro biri mwalinga muri wala ne Kristo mwalinga muboleddwa mu kikacha Isirayiri era mwali bannagwanga eliyendaganeezo kusubiza nga temulina kusubira nga tebulina Katonda munsi.
That at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Yes. Ephesians the chapter 2, verse 12. Right from when all people sinned in the Adam and Eve, we were chased from the garden. God put a wall separate between we and him. And we live as if we do not have God. in the world and we're there.
Okutegeera Katonda by'agamba
to understand what God tells you, do not understand them. And you have a separation with him. That's what caused when he was releasing scriptures. To put seals on them. To speak them through parables. Speak them into much wisdom. Understanding which is much.
The
extreme counsel you can't contend against. He's speaking in mighty. To break down everything never built and planted. Spoke them with a much light speak. Many things of the revelation.
Talk
to them in the great fear of God. You read in the land of fire and hell.
And going
to torment body with fire. And you fear. And you say that book, you cannot read it. Listen to the verse 30. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 13.
Naye kaakano mu Kristo Yesu mu abali ewaledda musembezebwa olw'omusaayi gwa Kristo.
But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off are made near by the blood of Christ. Praise Jesus much. God had put a wall. This one, no seal there. But as we speak of now, what is we speak, you've not understood them before. That wall is on you still. You have a great separation between you and God. Where you are there. I request you one thing, say, Jesus is Lord.
And you
say, Jesus, you are my Savior. I accept you, save me.
You
worship me since I'm committed in Adam.
It's not that
you have a great fight still on you. God is
not
going to take seals for you, yet others will be understanding.
And
scriptures, they are filled on you, specific.
Because
there's still a wall separating you between you and God. You read the next verse you hear. Ephesians chapter 2 and the verse 14.
Kubanga yeje mirembe jaffe. Eyafuula byombi ekimu. Namenyawo ekisenge kya wakati ekyawula.
For he is our peace, who has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Yes. Him alone. Jesus Christ our Master.
First
believe, accept him, Jesus is Lord. As Philippians 2. From verse 10 downwards. Jesus, my Savior, accept I'm
safe.
As Romans 10 tells you, right from
9
to
12,
and you confess salvation, you have gotten from the side of the lies of religion, and the false beliefs, and the false salvation,
I
am saved for real to turn unto God. That's why Jesus takes away walls separating between you and God. If he's still there, you cannot understand. And we studied the thoughts of God, the Holy Scriptures, through the seven ways of God, the seven spirits, and you do not understand anything. And anytime you feel you fail to understand, you know there is a sin which has come in your life beginning to restore the world. You in your heart begin to pray, God have mercy, forgive. Praise Jesus.
Man.
You first finished that verse. Ephesians chapter 2 and the verse 15.
Bwe yamala okujjawo mubiri gwe obulabe tawuletye yebiragiro ebiri mateeka aliyokatonde mu yeye nnyini abo bombi okubeera omuntu omu omujja okuleta emirembe.
Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of the commandments contained in ordinances, to make in himself of two one new man, So, making peace.
Hey.
Yes. You know, it's the Genesis chapter 3. 23-24. There were commands which are pulled there.
Let us
go eat of the tree of life that we may live forever. Just as God liveth forever. And indeed it's just us from life. In that separated world of the commands spoken of here, it was brought in the shadow here on this earth. Prophet Moses, when he went to the holy place of God, and he put a wall separating them. If men commands to go to the holy place, we are very hard. To meet in God in the most holy place, that's where came commands, be holy just as I'm holy. Without holiness, no one will see me. Jesus alone takes them away.
It is
said in Ephesians 2, verse 18-19. Right now you have access going to God. No more strangers and sojourners, but you are of the household of God. You read that next verse. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 16.
In
that he may reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. Verse
17.
And came preached peace to you who were far off, and to them that were near. Yes. Took away the enmity we had committed. Passing through Adam. It's to sin, and we broke the righteous commands. And we became enemies to God. Because we wanted to become God. But the lies of Satan deceived, saying that if you eat of the tree, you'll be like gods.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But we thank that after taking away walls separate between we and God. Indeed, we draw then close to God. And he speaks his thoughts. The holy scriptures. And we understand them. And the seals get off. I speak them in the parables. In the great wisdom. Understanding extreme. In the great counsel of God. In the much power of God. The much light of knowledge you fail on it. The fear of God in the scriptures, much of it. And you when you hear hell and lake of fire, you understand and fear, and you seek for life. Glorify God alone. Listen next verse what it says. Ephesians chapter 2 and the verse 18.
Kubanga kubuyo, fefe mbitu lino kusembera kwa fe.
For through him we both love access by one spirit unto the Father. Verse
19.
Now therefore you are no more strangers and sojourners, but fellow citizens with the holy ones and of the household of God. Yes. Right there we have access through one spirit. Where there is the Spirit of the Lord. Through the Spirit, he makes his fullness the seven spirits.
Pass
through the Spirit of the Lord. The wisdom in the word. The understanding in the word. The counsel in the word. By the power in the word. The Spirit of knowledge that in the word of God. The Spirit of fear of God. That in the word of God. The Spirit of the Lord.
And we read
to the Father, we understand him.
batukyali bayise na
bannaggwanga
naye kati oliawo bino ebigambo bikufuukidde ebinaggwanga
gy'oliobanga
olemedde ogusenga ogukwawukanya ne katonda
oganye
okukkiriza yesu ndi mukama
oganye
okwatula obulokozi okusala ekkubo okuva ewa sitaani yatulimbira mu adamu
okukomawo
eri yesu alioka akugirewo ekisenge
ekyokirimu
ebiragiro ebigambo oyo temumuwa
okumanyanga
we bagamba temukkiriza okukwata ku muti
ogw'obulamu
nga ne bw'otuulaawo gwe tofuna kumanya
kunyonyola
kuno kwonna okukulu
kale
nga gwe asiriwazibwa
wekka
abalala bageziwala abayingira obulamu kati kankubuli ekirala ekyokubiri kye
naggambyeko
olina ekiyitibwa veire
ekibikkako
katonda w'emirembe gino
yasooka
okubika ku eva ng'asooka okumulaga nti bw'analya ku muti agenda
fuukawekatonda
n'amubikkako ekibikkako n'atayakirwa musana gwa kigambo kyakalwa
n'amateeka
yesu
yebazibwa
nkugambye
ekyokubiri
oliko
ekibikkako
katonda w'emirembe gino sitaani yasooka okuteeka ku eva okumulemesa omusana gw'ekigambo kya
katondan'amateeka
n'ebiragiro okumulisiza
okulaba
ebintu mu butuufu bwabyo nga ebirina
okubeera
ekyo katonga tannakikugjako
nakyone
bwe tunaakugjirako siiru baaba yesu yebazibwe omanyi mu lubereberye nga sinagenda mu
lubereberye
atusooke tusome waneero bakoliiso ekyokubiri essuula eyokuna
abakolinso ekyokubiri essuula eyokuna n'olunyiriri olwokusatu naye okubikkibwako obanga enjiri yaffe ebikkibwako ebikkibwako mwabo ababula
but if our gospel be hid it is hid to them that are lost
olunya olwokuna
verse 4
katonda ow'emirembe gino be yaziba amaaso g'amagezi gaabwe abatakkiriza omusana ogw'enjiri ey'ekitiibwa eya kristo oyo kyekifaananyi kya katonda bulemenga okubaakira
in whom the god of this age has blinded the minds of them who believe not lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Yes.
Omanyi enjiri eno webeekubikiddwako nga siri gwe zikyali.
Gospel is hid and the seals are still on you.
Tewali kizibu kirala nga kyolina.
There is no any other problem you have.
Nga ekibikkako.
Just as the veil.
tekikukkiriza musana ogw'ekigambo kukuwakire
allow this light of the word to shine your way
nga bwe basooka okukola eva mu lusuku
as the first did to eve in the garden
ebiragiro bya katonda byaliwo nga bigamba
the commands of god were there saying
emiti giryo gyonna mulyangako
all the other trees eat of them
naye guli temuguliako
but that one don't eat of it
kubanga onaku lwe muliguliako
the day you eat of it
temuliirema kufa
you will surely die
sitaani yababikkako ne balaba nga tebalifa
satan covered them so they will not die
nga bw'osiriwazibwa eyo
mulya
onywe ofe kubanga toliddamu
kubeerawoogenda
okuva mu mubiri ng'omwoyo gwe weeguli bakutwala mu
geyeeno
nga bulijjo oli muziba atamanyi
gy'olagaomanyi
ebyo byatandikira ku
eva
mu lubereberye essula ey'okuna essula
ey'okusatu Genesis chapter 3 from verse 4
Omusana negugamba omukazi nti okufate mulifa.
And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die.
Olinyolo 5.
Verse 5.
Kubanga Katonda amanyi nti olunaku lwe muliguliyako mmwe, amaaso gammwe lwe galizibuka, nammwe mulibanga Katonda, okumanyanga obulungi n'obubi.
For God does know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Verse 6.
Omukazi bwe yalaba ng'omuti mulungi okulya, era nga gusanyusa amaaso, n'omuti nga gwakwegombebwa okuleeta amagezi, n'anoga ku bibala byagwo n'alya, n'awa era ne ku musajja we naye n'alya.
And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Verse 7.
Amaso gabwe bombi ne gazibuka ne bategeera nga bali bwerere, ne batunga amalagala g'emiti ne beekolera ebyokwambala.
And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Yes. Now you imagine. Satan told them, God knows when you eat of it, you'll be like him. Your eyes will be opened. And you know good from evil. Were they not seeing before? Just perverted them the way they see things and put a covering upon them.
You
put a veil upon them. No more understand what God told them. Now they saw as if eyes had opened. The other eyes. And they looked at each other, the naked. They didn't know what was taken from them to reach be naked. But Bible in the Colossians it says, 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And he said that the devil corrupted their mind in the way of seeing things.
That is meant to be.
Let us read, we see.
2
Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3.
Naye ntidde ng'omusota bwe gwalimbalimba kawa mbukusa bwagwo, mpozze ebirowoozo byammwe okwonoonebwanga mu kulaba wamu ne mu bulongoofu ebiri mu Kristo.
But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his cunning, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Yes. He put a veil upon them. Powers of darkness.
But
we saw things in another way.
Now
this thing is still only this covering, the veil. Let me tell you, we shall reveal all scriptures and you still bad love. Come upon you what they spoke, Daniel 12. Verses 8 to 10. Among the wicked, no one will understand. But those who will purify themselves, the wise will understand. For the cavern is very dangerous. Powers of darkness. Spirit of wickedness of Satan. And you see scriptures in a different way as you.
Let
those who twist the scriptures of God make them overturn in meaning. You subtract and you add in there. All you hold that problem upon yourselves. Upon you, powers of darkness, witchcraft of Lucifer. We commanded lose you in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
No prophet Moses proved that thing. Moses, when he came from the mountain of God, from speaking with God, he had filled within him the light of knowledge to shine to children of Israel because of the cover which was on them. Not accept them light of the world who shine their way. They ran from him.
Until
Moses covered on the light. And they came back.
Okuva essuula ya 34 n'olunyiriri olw'29. Awo olwatuuka Musa bwe yakka okuva ku lusozi Sinaayi, ebipande bibiri eby'obujulirwa nga biri mu ngalo za Musa. Bwe yakka okuva ku lusozi, Musa n'atamanya ng'omubiri ogw'amaaso ge gumasaamasa olw'okwogera naye.
And it came to pass when Moses came down from the Mount Sinai with two tablets of testimony in Moses' hands, when he came down from the mount, that Moses knew not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. Verse 40.
Aroni n'abaana bonna Abayisirayiri bwe baalaba Musa, laba omubiri gw'amaaso ge ne gumasaamasa, ne batya okumusemberera.
And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. Verse 41.
Musa n'abayita, Aroni n'abakulu bonna ab'ekibiina ne badda gy'ali. Musa n'ayogera nabo.
And Moses called unto them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned unto him, and Moses talked with them. Verse 32.
Oluvannyuma abaana bonna Abayisirayiri ne basembera, n'abalagira byonna Mukama by'ayogedde naye ku lusozi Sinaayi.
Afterward, all the children of Israel came near, and he gave them in commandment all that the Lord had spoken with him on Mount Sinai. Verse 33.
Musa bwe yamala okwogera nabo, n'ateeka ekyokubikka ku maaso ge.
Until Moses had finished speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. Yes.
Si ekyo ekiri awo mu Luganda. Bwe yali ng'agenda okwogera nabo teyaggyako kibikako mpaka ng'amaze okwogera
nabo.
Bwe Luzungu.
That is English.
Kyokka amoddemu Oluzungu bwo.
Verse 33. Until Moses had finished speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. Yes.
Okutuuka ng'amaze kwogera nabo.
Until he spoken with them,
yabeeranga n'ekibikako.
Always he was having a veil on his face. If you want to get proof that explained,
2 Corinthians 3:14-16,
it explains saying like this.
2 Corinthians 3:13. So singa Musa eyebikkanga ku maaso ge, abaana ba Isirayiri balemenga okwekaliriza enkomerero y'ekyo ekyali kiggwaawo.
And not as Moses, who put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly see the end of that which is abolished. Verse 14.
Naye amagezi gaabwe gakakanyizibwa, kubanga n'okutuusa leero ekyokubikkako kiri kikyaliwo mu kusomebwa kw'endagaano ey'edda, nga tekinnaggibwawo. Ekyo kivaawo mu Kristo.
But their minds were blinded, for until this day remains the same veil not taken away in the reading of the old covenant, which veil is done away in Christ. Yes. Even the veil, that covering, the powers of darkness, the witchcraft of Satan,
hinders
you to understand the thoughts of God, the Holy Scriptures. And though we take off seals for you, say so we take them from parables, those who have spoken for you, the
spirit
of wisdom and understanding, the counsel and power, knowledge and fear of God,
pass
it through the Spirit of the Lord, and indeed you do not understand them, you turn unto God. Turn unto our Lord Jesus Christ.
It's
going to be able to be taken off. The world separating us with God. And to take off that veil, the covering, the powers of darkness, the witchcraft of Satan, which causes you contend with God. For those God put seals on the scriptures, lest we pray within them, Now the problem which came next, the wall which was put between us and God, and for that veil, powers of darkness, the witchcraft of Satan, Satan was able to birth there what is called the law of sin. That I told you of the thoughts. And it is in the children of men to fight against two things, to contend against the word of God and to contend against the laws of God, which cause to bring laws which are not good,
in
the command through which they will not live. Those are the three other things I told you of.
So
we shall study of the other day. May God bless you. Thank you for listening, putting in action, even to spreading far.